Roy, my oldest brother, kidnapped me from my stepmother. I mean, literally kidnapped him.
Okay, and we were talking about Betty Jean. Do you remember that kidnapping, how that happened?
Do I? I guess I do. I was right in the big middle of it.
Tell us about it.
Oh, well, I sung all the way to Kanawha, Oklahoma. I was so happy.
How did he kidnap you?
It was on Sunday, right at about lunch. And he had borrowed Frank Streetman's car. Roy might have had a car, but it wouldn't drive that far, I guess. But anyway, he borrowed his boss's car. Our house was on the corner. I'm standing there and had my dog in my hand to show my neighbor, my little Pekingese pup. And then there's a car. And I looked down, and Roy had parked going that way, but he had leaned out from behind the steering wheel and looked up. I recognized it. There's my big brother. I'll never forget that. And then I went bouncy, bouncy, bouncy down those 8 or 10 steps from that hill to street level. And Roy had pushed open the door. I just turned myself around like I'm just backing in and just going to sit there for a minute or two because I figured he'd go park. Well, he didn't. We're sitting there, and he said, well, Joe, get in, close the door. I'll go down here and turn around. We'll come back. So I got myself straightened up and got the door closed, and Roy was right there, and oh, I'm happy. You know, I always knew that day would come.
What age were you at that time?
About 16. Roy was circling the block, hoping that he'd catch me out, and he did. So he got down to the corner. There was a police station on the other side of that block. He was on his way around there to get a policeman to go with me because he had the letter with Papa's permission. Anyway, he got there to this corner. He didn't do a U-turn and come back. He turned a right. I said, wait, Mama saw me get in his car and fear God being put in me if I ever got in the car with a strange man. And I broke down and started crying. I said, I'm already in big trouble. I've been getting... handed me Papa's note. Go with your brother like a good little girl. Your mama will understand. And that's the last I ever saw of her.
Then where did you go?
Well, Roy, my brother, lived in Cornwall. And he had a beautiful wife, and she was about 6 years older than me. She was about George's age. We had a good life, you know, we got along real good. And Roy said, now, Joe, you want to fly in, help a hand all you can. Don't be a burden to her in any way. I don't want you being a burden to anybody. I grew up that way. I felt like fifth wheel on the wagon. I didn't really belong anywhere. When I got married, all I wanted was my own home. I wanted a house, so if I wanted to change the furniture, I could.